Whatever university you decide to go to, you are entrusting a vast amount of your time, energy, and resources to particular professors. And so I ended up choosing the Honors College because I get to work alongside brilliant men and women who are not only experts in their fields, but they're also people of profound integrity. So we're learning all the information we should be learning. Then we learn how to apply it, and we're also learning how to be better people day in and day out. So they're cultivating knowledge and wisdom, but also virtue, and that's a really singular experience that you're not going to get anywhere else. On top of that, I can't express how valuable I think it is to be going through the different resources and the different tools that we are, everything from the old texts to just learning how to discuss books with people. That seems really, really trivial, something as simple as discussion, but it's incredibly difficult to listen to people effectively, to understand what they're trying to communicate, and then to build on that and respond to them in an effective and useful way.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Student Paul Hoyt and his teammates were finalists in the first American History and Western Civilization Challenge Bowl, presented by the American Heritage Education Foundation last year. He serves as a member of the Student Programming Board's executive team. And as a scholar in the Honors College, Paul Hoyt has balanced rigorous academics with extensive student involvement and leadership. And we welcome this 21-year-old young man today.
Good to be here.
I like your voice. You got a broadcast voice.
Oh, huh? Well, thank you. Thank you. Just get up in the morning and start thinking James Earl Jones. And after that, it's an easy ride.
And you're from Tyler, Texas.
Yes, sir. Just about 4 hours away. Grew up there all 21 years. Mm-hmm. And then when I started looking into colleges, I had a friend come down to HBU. He said that I should take a visit, and I sat in on a few classes, and after hearing some of the professors lecture and sitting in on a few Honors College discussions, I decided this was where I wanted to be.
Wow. So what high school in Tyler?
It's a really small school called Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal. It's planted by the church that I grew up in.
Good.
So I always bet people that I had a smaller graduating class than they did because I was one of three graduates.
Yeah. So. Well, that's fine. And your mom and dad are in Tyler?
Yes, sir. They're actually both teachers at that school. My mom in the lower grades and my dad at the high school.
And so you're in the Honors College. So tell everybody who's not familiar, what is the Honors College?
The Honors College is a program here at HBU that's focused on classical Christian education. So instead of just reading books about the great books, we go to the original sources. So we're reading Plato, reading Cicero, reading Aristotle day in and day out. And so you're doing hundreds and hundreds of pages of reading over the course of the school year. But in addition to that, you sit down in the classroom for about 5 hours every week and discuss the texts with a professor in the room and with all of your classmates. So it presents a singular opportunity to really dive into the text and glean a lot of information and wisdom that otherwise would be inaccessible.
It kind of reminds me of a British form of education.
Mm-hmm. The Socratic style.
Yeah.
It's complemented by a series of lectures. Dr. Marcos primarily provides those. But I've found our discussion-based education to be really profitable.
Lou Marcos is a stick of dynamite.
He's something else, isn't he?
He's just amazing. I mean, it's just his passion. I just love people who follow their passion, and he's following his passion. Mm-hmm. Now, we got a lot to talk about, but the first American History Western Civilization Challenge Bowl. Tell me what it was, where it was.
Yes, sir. Well, that was actually right here in Houston, just down the road. It was hosted at a hotel nearby. And it was a competition held between a number of different schools. Each school offered three different students from their humanities programs. And we all got in a room and began an academic competition. So HBU's very own Dr. Tyler was the moderator, if
John
you will.
John Tyler?
John Tyler, okay. Yes, sir. And he would ask questions to both groups, and it was just like Jeopardy. The first team to ring in and get the answer right would win a set number of points, and at the end of the allotted time, whoever won, you know, it was the last school standing. So HBU was proud to make it all the way to the final round.
Wow. Yeah. And so the topics, a variety of topics, I assume?
Yes. Everything from Enlightenment period history to early American settlements and their religious affiliations, the history of ancient Greece and ancient Rome. Western civilization as a whole, I suppose, is the general topic area.
You know, going back to the Honors College, mm-hmm. I love this concept of reading these great classics. So mm-hmm. how many classics are in the whole curriculum that from beginning to end?
I couldn't give you an exact number because...
I assume the Iliad, you're
reading... The Odyssey, the Aeneid, all of the big titles that you can think of.
Yeah.
And there's a progression through history. So the first semester you primarily mm-hmm. focus on ancient Greece, and that's where we're doing a lot of Plato and a lot of Aristotle, the Iliad, the Odyssey, and so on. And then second semester we begin to move into Roman texts, and we begin to interact with the Aeneid and with Cicero and with other writers.
Do you read Suetonius or not?
No, sir, okay. We don't. But now in my third year in the Honors College, we're starting to get into a lot of political philosophy, but also what you might call more modern writings. So everything post-Enlightenment, the Romantic poets, mm-hmm. So a progression through history, but a vast amount of reading. I would guess about 20 texts every semester.
So 20 texts every semester for how many semesters?
For 3 years, so 6 semesters all told.
Wow.
So you have your work cut out for you when you,
so you're
when
doing
you decide
a lot
to
of
apply.
Reading.
Yes, sir.
And do you read standing or seated?
Most of the time I read seated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what's your major?
I'm triple majoring in history, government, and Latin.
Triple majoring in history, government, and Latin.
Yes, sir.
And what's your vocational aspiration?
Well, I hope to get into law school a few years after HBU, and we'll see if I stay on the path of law or start entering local government. I'm not quite sure which direction the Lord is leading, but right now I've had my sights set on law school.
So you aspire to be a lawyer?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And aspire to be a politician?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not too comfortable with the notion of aspiring to be a politician because if the idea is to serve the public, then I would want the public to call me rather than seek office in mm-hmm. the first place.
Now, you must have an incredible set of parents.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've been very blessed. Mark and Lorianne Hoyt.
Tell me about them.
Whew, there's a lot to tell. My mom grew up in the South, grew up in Mississippi, Greenwood, Mississippi. She was a basketball player growing up, played in high school and in college. And my dad was, I suppose you'd call him the bookworm type. He and his family moved all over the North from Ohio to Indiana to New York. And eventually they crossed paths because both my mom and my dad became involved in education. And so my mom was teaching at a small school in Opelousas, Louisiana, down there in southern Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, a few years after she started working there, he came down and he said it was love at first sight for him. As soon as he clapped eyes on her, he was just head over heels in love. And about a year later, they were married and here I am. Fifth of five kids. We moved into Texas and been in Tyler, Texas ever since.
And what, you're in a junior year?
Yes, sir,
okay,
junior.
Okay, right. Now, you serve as a member of the Student Programming Board's executive team.
I have that privilege, yes, sir.
Okay, tell me what that is.
So the Student Programming Board performs a lot of the functions that are typically associated with student government at a lot of
mm-hmm.
schools. So we have the desire to, and the tools necessary, to provide freshmen with a good first-year experience and also to cultivate a lot of school spirit and a unique culture here on campus. We do that by hosting a variety of events. So every month we do something called Live Music Monday, where we bring in preferably HBU alumni, but local musicians here on campus, and we have them perform. And so you'll get about 50 to 100 students that just come out and watch this local artist, and they're meeting new people. This artist has a great opportunity to sell his work, and everybody has a good time. We also host the annual late night breakfasts the week of finals. Students are staying up till 3 a.m. prepping for that test the next morning. And so we try and give them the most important meal of the day, except we serve it at midnight. And that's always a good time. We form lines a mile long right outside the cafeteria. So
that's good. I want you to look in that camera and And speak to students that are like you, because there are a number of young men and women across America, young men and women, who really want to make a difference. They don't want to mess around with sin and compromise. They want to really make a difference. Look in that camera and tell them why they should consider the Honors College at Houston Baptist University.
Yes, sir. Well, first and foremost, because of the people who are teaching there. Whenever, whatever university you decide to go to, you are entrusting a vast amount of your time, energy, and resources to particular professors. And so I ended up choosing the Honors College because I get to work alongside brilliant men and women who are not only experts in their fields, but they're also people of profound integrity. So we're learning all the information we should be learning. Then we learn how to apply it, and we're also learning how to be better people day in and day out. So they're cultivating knowledge and wisdom, but also virtue, and that's a really singular experience that you're not going to get anywhere else. On top of that, I can't express how valuable I think it is to be going through the different resources and the different tools that we are, everything from the old texts to just learning how to discuss books with people. That seems really, really trivial, something as simple as discussion, but it's incredibly difficult to listen to people effectively, to understand what they're trying to communicate, and then to build on that and respond to them in an effective and useful way. But those are all skills and those are all tools that you get to develop here at HBU in the Honors College, and that's an opportunity you're not going to find anywhere else.
Boy, that was well said. You know, what really concerns me, Paul, I'm reading books all the time. You know, a couple books. I'm reading right now Lawrence Wright's book on God Save Texas, which he's a Pulitzer, that fascinating book on the history of Texas. But what bothers me is you go and young people, not just young people, they're all on these devices all the time. And, you know, and we have this YouTube generation. These kids sit around and they, and I don't want to seem like an old, you know, Podger, but they sit around and watch these crazy YouTube videos all the time. And they're not reading. And to me, you tell me what someone's reading outside of God's Word, and I'll tell you how they're thinking.
Yeah, I think that's true. Reading definitely impacts how you think and what you're thinking about. I would hope, though, that with the YouTube generation, I mean YouTube, the internet, and all these devices that we have, they're a tool like anything else. And so you're right, they do give us the incredible ability to waste our time in massive just ways never before seen. But I think they also, they open up whole worlds to us that we didn't have before. So I think this is yet another reason to plug HBU, right? It's more than just learning facts and figures. But cultivating virtue. So now all the tools that the world presents you, we can use them more effectively into the glory of God.
Absolutely. I mean, the second greatest search engine is YouTube outside of Google. I get it. But there's something valuable about reading an entire book. And when someone goes an entire year and they haven't read anything, or they read just something, you know, maybe a magazine, they're missing something. Now, you, in the classics that you've read, what's hit you the, what's helped you the most?
That's be a little more
broad.
Specific?
I mean, it's pretty broad.
What do you mean by it, helping me?
What do you discern from the literature that, or the curriculum approach that the Honors College, the menu they've given you, how do you think it's going to help shape you in your future career?
I see. Well, I think that the books that we're reading and the way that we have to read them forces us to interact with the great minds and the great people of history. And so I've already said it, you know, three or four times, but cultivating virtue in a really singular way. I had an eye-opening experience my first semester here at HBU. I was in a discussion, we were reading through the Iliad, and Dr. Snell was leading that discussion. Dr. Micah Snell, and I just had a very, an epiphany, a really powerful moment when I realized all of a sudden, in a way I never had before, why Homer was brilliant and why his, why these books were great. And I'll always be grateful to Dr. Snell for giving me that opportunity, for showing that to me. But it really lit a fire under me to do a lot more reading and a lot more studying and much closer studying of all the different resources that we have here. I think that reading the authors that we are shapes our minds and our hearts in a really singular way. And I think that studying these authors under the people, under the professors, and alongside the classmates that we have here at HBU, it makes us better people at the end
of the day. Is it hard to get in the Honors College?
Not really.
Do you have to have a certain GPA, I assume?
Well, I think it's more oriented towards your character. Are you willing to go in and do the work? Dr. Hartenberg, the head of the Honors College, is very clear in saying there's no one type of person who's, it's open to anyone and everyone. And so there's an interview that you can either conduct in person or over the phone. You have to write one or two short essays. But they're really anxious to find out, are you willing to come in and do the work? Are you willing to commit to the program, do the reading, and do you want to learn? And if you can do those three things, then you're going to be fine.
So, do you know Chris Nation?
Yes, sir, I do. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. So he's worked with us in a lot of events with Christian Thinkers Society. Mm-hmm. Fine young
Great
man.
Great guy.
And girlfriend on the horizon, Paul?
Maybe. I think I'll keep that one to myself for right
Shall
now.
Shall we make an advertisement before we wrap up?
You know, I think that's probably not a great idea out of respect for her.
Paul Hoyt, what if that doesn't give you hope about America and its future, this young man does. And our compliments to you and to your parents. We're so delighted that you're here at Houston
Thanks, sir.
Baptist University.
Me too.
And we really look forward to see what God has for you. It's going to be something really great.
Thanks, sir.
Keep close to Him and keep on going.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.